But none of us is under any illusion. What's happened to family life in our nation? So this lay apostolate is also, what a mild word, is also the sure way of promoting vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. Next question. Should there be councils of the laity established in dioceses and parishes? Answer, yes. These councils should cooperate with the priests and religious for more effective work of the apostolate in the diocese or parish. But I'm speaking 1996 and not, say, 1926. All that I said, shall I say, more freely during our unrecorded question and answer period. Let me say it now more judiciously. And I'll use the word penetrate these councils. Because the group effort, say in a parish or a diocese, can do immense amount of good. Well, these councils had better be conducted by and exercise their influence through the Catholic laity that are 100% faithful to the Bishop of Rome, understand their Catholic faith quietly, calmly, but firmly, stand their ground. We don't run away from having to, I repeat, defend our faith. Next question. What was one of the mandates of the Second Vatican Council for the lay apostolate? One of the mandates of the Second Vatican Council was the creation of a special secretariat at the Holy See for the service and promotion of the lay apostolate. Its purpose was and is to act as a center for providing information about the different apostolic initiatives of the laity. It undertakes research on the problems arising in our problem-laden day. Moreover, with the assistance of the hierarchy and the laity, is now the Vatican Secretariat fosters lay apostolic activities throughout the world. In all my years, over 20-some years as I remember, of conducting retreats here at Bellarmine Hall, the first time that I'm recommending. It will do my part in cooperating with those of you who wish to be involved, already either are involved or want to be more involved in the apostolic work, to provide you with the information available from the Holy See on a regular basis for the promotion of the lay apostolate. It is, and I mean these words, it is a miracle. What we call a more a miracle of God's providence, that over the centuries, many empires have fallen, kingdoms have collapsed. The Catholic Church, not a marvel, it's a miracle, has not just survived, but thrived. No question. No question. Loyalty of the hierarchy as bishops, of the priests, of those living a consecrated life, their loyalty to Christ and His teaching is necessary. But speaking on a global level, it is especially the loyalty of the lay faithful that over the centuries has preserved and enabled the Church to grow. Hear it, not in spite of the difficulties, not in spite of the opposition, but hear it, because of the difficulties, because of the opposition. To know that is to know your Catholic vocabulary. That's where we men, masculine gender, are so necessary for the Church's spread of the gospel throughout the world. Exercise what should be our natural courage as men elevated by grace. Never fear anyone. As Christ tells us, have courage. I've overcome the world. As long as you're doing my work, nothing can stop you. Pardon me. Oh, they may kill you. So what? Lord Jesus, you've established the Church on the successors of the apostles. You want us to be faithful to their teaching. You want us to be obedient to their directives. But, dear Lord, you made sure, before you left this world in visible form, you appointed Peter and told him, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, direct my sheep. Give us, dear Jesus, a deep respect for the hierarchy, but always the hierarchy in union with your vicar on earth, the Bishop of Rome. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the plan is, as you may know, my plan is to leave the Blessed Sacrament here on the altar, because when I heard, I didn't realize our Lord was alone exposed at the chapel. I trust there will be someone here in chapel to adore our Lord. And by the way, the closer he is to us, the better. We need him.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Be full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us in every course to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.